lot about it. Just change your words and sing about the buds. Hey, Mr. DJ, baby, what you say? So I worked all night and then I worked all day just trying to make these words okay. Yeah, but it's no use, baby, I'm gonna juice. Hey, Mr. DJ, baby, what you say? And then the record men way out in Hollywood say songs were great, but the words are no good. Just use a melody, you have a symphony. Hey, Mr. DJ, baby, what you say? I like to prove them wrong when I sing a song. I like to hear them say that it's A-okay. When they call it bad, like it made me so sad. Hey, Mr. DJ, baby, what you say? So please, Mr. DJ, please turn the record over, because I'm in Hollywood. I say the words they know the word. Just play the other side till the day I die. Woo, Mr. DJ, baby, what you say?
Hey, Mr. DJ, this is DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and I am celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Now, that song's a bit of a mystery. It was recorded by Carol Lansing, L-A-N-C-I-N-G, on Baghdad Records in 1963 from Hollywood, California. And I'm hoping that it's not the same Carol Lansing that went on to marry Anton LaVey and start the Church of You-Know-Who. Though that Carol Lansing is spelled with an S, not a C. So let's hope that that's somebody entirely different. And if I find out that this is the wife of Anton LaVey, I'm going to pull this program or this episode number 461 from broadcast rotation. Why? Because I have some ethical boundaries. And I am in no way going to support or promote the Church of You-Know-Who here on the airwaves. But anyways, it's a cool tune for now until I learn differently. And just in case, here's the second opening for Radio Thrift Shop 641. Roll it, or no, wait, drop the needle. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and broadcasting around the world online at classicalwscs.org. Now, Radio Thrift Shop started here on WSCS 25 years ago in 1999. 25 years, I've been digging deep into obscure musical delights. It's a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the dusty archives of the Thrift Shop. You never quite know what you're going to hear at the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick broadcasting like it's 1999. Thank you. great tune, amazing tune. Mr. Thumbs Carlyle with Wounded Knee, released on Gemini Records, I think in the early 1970s, and that's Gemini Records out of Enid, Oklahoma, the home of Glenn Houser. And if you know who Glenn is, you know. All right, this is a set of forgotten 45s here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I am digging into the crates, finding some stuff that hasn't been heard on the airwaves for many, many years. So for the next, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, we're going to do Forgotten 45s.
Let's start all over again.
Johnny Davis with Red Capri. Before that, we heard a familiar tune by someone who isn't all that well known. Soft Guitar by Bob Bain, released on Radiant Records back in the day. And we started off with the Chad-Ons and the Let's Start All Over Again on Chattahoochee Records. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. You're tuned to WSCS, whether it's by terrestrial airwaves at 90.9 or online around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, spinning seldom heard tunes.
I wonder why.
You're listening to There's a Little Baby Up in the Moon by Irving Kaufman, an Edison Blue Ambrol cylinder released in 1916, and you're on the sound beat.
There's a little baby up in the moon.
Pareidolia is the tendency to reconcile vague shapes as something you're familiar with, like seeing shapes in clouds or the craters of the moon, a little baby, a man, or a rabbit. Shortly before Apollo 11's historic landing, Mission Control in Houston had a little folkloric fun. Houston, among the large headlines concerning Apollo this morning is one asking that you watch for a lovely girl with a big rabbit. An ancient legend says a beautiful Chinese girl called Chang'e has been living there for 4,000 years. You might also look for her companion, a large Chinese rabbit, who is easy to spot since he is always standing on his hind feet in the shade of a cinnamon tree. The name of the rabbit is not reported. Michael Collins. Okay, we'll keep a close eye out for the bunny girl. For more on the bunny girl, go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Berry.
I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to open your ears to Thrift Shop Delights. It's a world of exploration at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Somewhere we'll fly away.
Well, that was definitely a longer set of Forgotten 45s than I was planning on, but wow, some really cool jumping tunes there. That was the Premieres with a privately released 45 and Middle of the Road, recorded live at Max Dale's Restaurant in Burlington, Washington. That's Washington State. Before that, we heard Weldon Myrick and his steel guitar with When It's Over on Emmons Records. I wonder if that's related to Buddy Emmons. I should do my homework on that. Frank Virtuoso, who was a prolific musician back in the 50s and 60s, Dream World, great tune. And we started off with Gloria March, sounding very much like Mary Ford. Wow, amazing vocals. She could be Mary Ford's twin. Anyways, that was Gloria March with The Other Side of the Moon, released on Liberty Records. All right, well, I'm on this side of the moon, and I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. You just heard the grunt of a cormorant, the whistle of a cardinal, and the song of a song sparrow. Nearly all birds produce sound through an organ unique to birds, the syrinx. The syrinx is a set of muscles and membranes located where the two branches of the bronchial tubes converge to become the trachea. An adjacent air sac helps build pressure in the syrinx. In many songbirds, this whole song-producing apparatus is not much bigger than a raindrop. The syrinx is extremely efficient at creating sound, using nearly all of the air that passes through it. Let's listen again to the limited vocal range of the cormorant, whose syrinx is controlled by only one set of muscles. The cardinal, a familiar bird of central and eastern states, creates its pure whistle by producing sound in its left and right bronchial tubes simultaneously. The song sparrow, like many other songbirds, has 5 to 7 pairs of muscles that govern the syrinx. It puts forth a cascade of trills and notes as if singing a duet with itself. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
And we're back at the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here and we're partying like it's 1999. But I don't always play older music. This is something brand new from the band Librarians with Hickeys. My friend Ray Carmen is a member of that band. They're just amazing, and yes, he is a librarian. This is a tune called Hello Operator. It's the first single from their brand new, actually yet-to-be-released recording. And I'm not sure what the name of the album is. I think it might be Hello Operator. Regardless, here's Librarians with Hickeys.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the lights. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down, Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew. Shimmering and white.